Well, Hawaii is about as far away as you can get from anywhere. And Hawaii was radically changed by the introduction of aviation.
Burl Burlingame is a historian at the Pacific Aviation Museum at Pearl Harbor. He says if you're interested in Hawaii Aviation 101, look no further than the state's busiest airport. More than 20 million visitors pass through the John Rogers Terminal at Honolulu International Airport every year, but few likely know the story behind its name. Rogers was the first to attempt flying across the vast ocean that separates San Francisco from Hawaii. Burlingame recalls the 1925 flight.
When John Rogers, who was the aviation commander here at Pearl Harbor, took off with a flight of three seaplanes from San Francisco Bay, and two of them turned back, and then the third one, called the PN-9, was on its way here, and then it disappeared.
Many feared the pilots on the PN-9 seaplane, including John Rogers, had perished. What actually happened was the plane had run out of fuel about 400 miles from Oahu. The Navy aviators were able to land on water and waited for rescue crews to arrive. Burlingame says when none came, the crew fashioned a plan B.
So they pulled the fabric off the lower wings and tied it to the struts, and they sailed the airplane the rest of the way.
While not the successful flight Rogers had anticipated, his attempt earned him a place in Hawaii's aviation history, alongside names like Charles Lindbergh and Amelia Earhart.
It's been a goal of any aircraft built in the 20s and 30s. If you could fly to Hawaii, you could fly anywhere.
Bob Vanderlinden is the curator of aeronautics at the Smithsonian National Air and Space Museum. He helped create an exhibit last year called Hawaii by Air. According to Vanderlinden, the idea of flying across the Pacific was not only enticing for many pilots, it was also dangerous.
You're trying to find, in essence, a very small area, relatively speaking. You're flying thousands of miles, and there's no radio to speak of, and the compasses aren't all that reliable, and the engines aren't all that reliable. It doesn't take much for something bad to happen.
Many pilots lost their lives in early attempts to reach the islands, including nearly a dozen who entered a contest to fly from Oakland to Honolulu, sponsored by James Dole of Pineapple fame. It wasn't until 1936 that Pan Am began flying passengers on a commercial airline, paving the way for Hawaii as the tourist destination we know today. Burlingame says the solar-powered plane, Solar Impulse 2, represents a different kind of transformation.
The history of aviation is also the history of propulsion. And coming up with a renewable form of propulsion may completely revolutionize the way we do things.
Vanderlinden says Hawaii's role in the Solar Impulse flight is less about aviation and more a technology of the future.
What they're trying to do is, see what we can do with solar power. And with investment in it, we can make it much more efficient than it is right now.
Molly Solomon, HPR News.